Random House Audio presents Angels in My Hair, a memoir by Lorna Byrne, read for you by Sheila Birmingham. Chapter 1. Through Different Eyes. When I was 2 years old, the doctor told my mother I was retarded. When I was a baby, my mother noticed that I always seemed to be in a world of my own. I can even remember lying in a cot, a big basket, and seeing my mother bending over me. Surrounding my mother, I saw wonderful, bright, shiny beings in all the colors of the rainbow. They were much bigger than I was, but smaller than her, about the size of a three-year-old child. These beings floated in the air like feathers, and I remember reaching out to touch them, but I never succeeded. I was fascinated by these creatures with their beautiful lights. At that time, I didn't understand that I was seeing anything different from what other people saw. It would be much later that I learned from them that they were called angels. As the months passed, my mother noticed that I'd always be looking or staring somewhere else, no matter what she'd do to try to get my attention. In truth, I was somewhere else. I was away with the angels, watching what they were doing and talking and playing with them. I was enthralled. I was a late talker, but I had been conversing with angels from very early on. Sometimes we used words as you and I understand them, but sometimes no words were needed. We would know each other's thoughts. I believed that everyone else could see what I saw, but then the angels told me that I was not to say anything to anyone about seeing them, that I should keep it a secret between us. In fact, for many years,